The time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning. I'm Chuck Smith. BRF, formerly known as the Biomedical Research Foundation in Northwest Louisiana, is the operating partner of Louisiana's safety net hospitals in Monroe and Shreveport. According to the USA Today Network, Governor John Bel Edwards and LSU issued separate breach of contract notices to BRF late Monday night, with Edwards saying that BRF, quote, has failed to achieve a public purpose as required by state law, end quote. The termination notice comes days after the governor said he was hopeful BRF could partner with Ochsner Health System of New Orleans to fix the shaky relationship among BRF, the state, and LSU, which operates its med school within University Health Hospitals. Louisiana's state-run charity hospital system was privatized under Governor Bobby Jindal in 2013. That's when BRF took control in Northwest Louisiana, and ever since, LSU and BRF have been at odds with each other. The Shreveport City Council met yesterday during a planning session where the focus was on Mayor Ollie Tyler's proposal to have a sports and mixed-use complex developed along Cross Bayou just north of downtown. Council members discussed a resolution to take the first steps to securing $30 million in bonds to fund the sports arena. The mixed-use complex, however, would be privately funded by Corporate Realty of Birmingham, Alabama, to the tune of more than $100 million. Ever since the mayor announced the project last April, social media has been abuzz with commentary, much of it against the proposal, as people cite past sports teams coming and going, and even pointing out the problems of past city projects like the Red River Entertainment District. According to many media reports, some city council members aren't so sure that the project is a good idea based on feedback from constituents. However, Mayor Tyler told KSLA-TV Channel 12 News that she would still pursue the project as long as she is able.
I think this is something that is so critical for Shreveport as a catalyst to help us grow. Until, you know, I plan to continue to pursue it as long as the legislation will allow me to.
The city council meets again today and may hear a council member's resolution to oppose the sports arena and the NBA G League expansion to Shreveport. The price of gas jumped anywhere from 15 to 20 cents a gallon the week after Hurricane Harvey shut down refineries and spooked drivers into stocking up. Such was the case in cities like Dallas-Fort Worth as people panicked, causing long lines at the pump and even stations to run out of fuel. Energy expert Megan O'Sullivan has written a book, Windfall, How the New Energy Abundance Upends Global Politics and Strengthens America's Power. She recently told Texas Public Radio KERA about the recent spike in gas prices and how long they'll last.
What Texas experienced with Harvey is more of a localized reaction, and it has, you know, it's pretty obvious what the forces are. But, you know, Texas, the United States, is part of a global market, which is much more fluid than ever before, which means on the one hand, Texas and the world is more vulnerable to these kinds of disasters and the impact that they can have on energy and on the price. These things will cause the price to go higher. The fact is the world is better prepared for dealing with those prices, and those spikes will probably not be as long in duration.
For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.